3, 2, 1, 0.
My name is Christoph.
My name is Lexi.
And we are interviewing Mr. Brandon, the head teacher.
I want to know, how do you answer the phone and read at the same time?
Well, I can't really do both very, very well. So I should stop reading and concentrate on the phone call. But if it's somebody really boring, then I stop listening to them and then I just read. No, I don't really. No, I stop reading and I concentrate on the person who is on the phone. So no, I don't do both things at once. I just can't.
Jaden wants to know, what's your favourite shop?
Who wants to know that, sorry?
Jaden.
Jaden wants to know what my favourite shop is?
Yes.
Wow. My favourite shop doesn't exist anymore. It was called the Model Shop and it was in Newcastle upon Tyne. And it was full of trains and other gadgets and toys and so on. And I used to love going there as a child. I'd spend ages in there and spend my pocket money buying new little trains and bits of track and so on. But sadly, they had to build a new road and the Model Shop got knocked down. But that was my favourite shop.
Zachary wants to know, do you get nervous speaking in assemblies?
Not usually now, because I've done so many assemblies, but occasionally on those special ones when there's extra visitors in, or in the church sometimes, those services, I get a little bit nervous then.
Mia wants to know, do you pay for lunches like we do?
Yes, I do pay for lunches like you do, using Squid. Yes.
Harry wants to know, what is your favourite pudding?
Oh, I like lots and lots of puddings, but I think I'd have to say apple crumble with ice cream.
Hannah wants to know, what's the most embarrassing moment of your life?
Ah, I might not want to tell you that, but you want a good story, don't you? I can tell you something about an embarrassing time when I was a very new teacher. Would you like to hear that?
Yes.
Yeah.
It was in the very first year of being a teacher, and it was a very frosty day. And I went outside on the playground before school, and with quite a few children, made a really long slide across the playground. So we were sliding right across the playground. It was great fun. Absolutely fantastic. The children loved it. I loved it. Then we came into school because the bell rang and everybody was called to the hall for an important assembly with Mr. Parker, the head teacher. And he was a bit scary and he got very angry and told everybody off for being dangerous before school and sliding on the playground. And all the children looked at me because I'd created the slide. I'd done it. I was very embarrassed.
Rose wants to know, what's your favourite language that isn't in English?
I'm not very good at languages. I only know a few words in French, German. I know a little German. Ich habe zweimal Schwestern und einen Bruder. I think that means I've got two sisters and one brother. But I might have said something completely random. Wo ist die Metzgerei?
Don't know what that means.
I know that one. That's where is the butchers? And I think that's a really useful phrase to know.
The first one was correct. I do speak a little of German.
Of course you do, Christoph. Oh, it's good to know that was correct. And I do have two sisters and a brother as well.
Ollie wants to know, what's the worst bit of your job?
I suppose the worst bit of my job is dealing with any incidents of poor behaviour. Children, sometimes staff as well, but it's usually children. The worst cases of all are when, and this doesn't happen very often, but they are when children aren't honest. Because if children are honest, we can usually sort things out. But if they're not honest, it takes ages and wastes a lot of time, and we never get to the bottom of it anyway, and never get to resolve it. So that's probably the worst of all, dealing with dishonesty.
William wants to know, what is it like being a head teacher of a school?
Most of the time, it's absolutely fantastic. As Mr. Reynolds would definitely say, because he likes that word. But sometimes, it's tough. And I have to make big decisions that hurt my brain. But usually, I think I get the right. I come up with the right idea, the right answer. But it isn't always easy. But a lot of the time, it's great fun.
Millie wants to know, what car do you like the best?
Which car?
Yeah.
Ooh. Right, I play top trumps a lot with my son. And there's lots of nice sports cars in our pack of top trumps. So I suppose something like a Ferrari or a Bugatti. What else is there in there? Ooh. Oh, a Bentley, maybe. That's a car, yeah. That's a Bentley car. No, I don't know anything about cars, really. I don't know much about them. But we are getting a new car tomorrow. We're picking a new car up tomorrow. My wife's going to drive it most of the time. But I'll come to school in it sometimes. And it's a Mitsubishi Outlander. And it's four-wheel drive. So my son's very excited about it. He thinks we're going to go up hills in it. Don't think so, really. And it also carries 7 people, which will be very useful.
Thank you.
Hannah has written a delicious setting description. Here it is.
Candy World. Clouds as they pass with beautiful colours and lovely smells. Luscious sugar I can taste from miles around as it circles up my nose. Lollipops you can lick as they stand like flowers in their meadow. Clouds swirling like a roundabout in a blossom sky. Sleeping on the ground as they dream about sugar. The road is blush as a pig as it leads to a delicious edible house. Door handles a little gumdrop and a door is hard as licorice. Smoke dancing like a ballerina, laces shivering in the wind as it passes from place to place. If you look down the well, you could see a luscious melted chocolate swirling gracefully. Almost all the land was as pink as a pig, waving clouds as they covered the sky. Lollipops drooling as sweets cover the land, glass glimmering in the blossom sunshine. Sweets, a sweet heaven that people live in, if you can believe it. Sugar lumps used for well bricks. Rainbows must go through the visitors' heads.
The musician of a month are the Beatles. Here are 6 facts about them.
The Beatles were an English rock band formed in Liverpool in 1960.
The Beatles is a best-selling music artist.
Stuart Sutcliffe was an artist and the Beatles' original bassist in Liverpool and Hamburg. He is often referred as the 5th Beatle.
The Beatles had 8 number one hits in Zimbabwe and Switzerland, but only 2 in Ethiopia. The song 8 Days a Week, the name was made by one of them saying, "It feels like we're working 8 days a week."
A Hard Day's Night is the first song written entirely by the Beatles. All 13 were written by Lennon and McCartney.
One of the Beatles' songs was The Blackbird.
Hello. Welcome to St. News.
Hi, Harry. I saw that there was a trip to Theatre 7, Mother Goose.
Oh, yeah. I thought it looked a bit eggy.
Oh. Hey, stop with those yokes. After all, one egg is enough.
Fine, then. I will stop. But don't forget Remembrance Parade.
Oh, yeah. I almost forgot. Well, we need as many people as we can get.
Don't we need more than 5,000? People coming?
No, Harry, that's Bonfire Night on the 5th of November.
Good point. Can you buy me a toffee apple from it? Also, Remembrance Parade is on Sunday, 11th of November.
Sure, I'll buy you a toffee apple, but we mustn't forget about this so-called daft, messy church or Halloween. I've got a brilliant werewolf costume. Or should I wear my Frankenstein costume?
I've not decided between a reaper or a weeping angel.
There's also the Christmas dinner and school disco coming up soon. There'll be loads of fantastic sweets and treats at both events.
Don't forget the Christmas performance on 18th to 19th of December, or the Christmas service on the 14th.
At the governor's meeting on Tuesday the 16th of October, Esme Turner was voted as Chair of Governors. Lots of you will know her and also know how good she is.
There's also the Autumn Term 2018 Homework Project, something special about Church Streatham, so don't forget that. That will involve finding out things you don't know about Church Streatham. It must be in 7th December, 3:15 sharp. You've been listening to St. News.
Please don't forget to check the newsletter.
Thanks for listening. Have a lovely weekend. Oh, shit.